Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, welcome back, my friends. This is the second video of this content training series I'm doing with my good friend Trevor Mock, CEO of Carrot. And guys, if you haven't seen the first video, make sure you check that out, because Trevor really outlines bird's eye view of, you know, the website being the hub and establishing credibility and authority. You have to understand that before anything else we're going to cover in this video training series is going to work for you. And it's just going to make a lot more sense. So make sure you watch that first video. Now we're going to talk about the budget, right? And that's something that people are always just kind of fumbling around, like, how much do I need to spend and how much? So Trevor, with that said, man, talk to us about the budget. What do people need to know?
Dude, the first thing on the budget is, here's like a core thing, guys, and you know, that I learned early on, and I still find myself having to relearn it, but it's completely remove emotion from the equation, okay? You want to make sure that your budget is based off of math, not emotion. And every single time that I've ever gotten in trouble with my marketing or where marketing didn't work for me, it's usually because I let emotion slip into it. It's like, okay, man, I've already put X amount into it. I haven't got the result back that I want. Maybe I should stop it before I lose more money. Or, man, I would have thought that I would have got a result by now. So I'm gonna show you guys a very simple calculation. You guys can take out your piece of paper right now that's going to tell you exactly what you need to be paying per deal and per lead and really set your expectations in your market. Now, this works for online marketing. This also works for offline marketing. Okay, so this is just one really simple hack on a way to do it. So I call this your max cost per lead or max cost per deal calculation, okay? And you're going to get both of those out of the same calculation. The first thing I want you to write down is I want you to write down your average profit per deal, okay? So what is your average profit per deal? If you don't know what your average profit per deal, if you're newer in the investment game, or let's say you're a real estate agent, what's your average commission per transaction? Then just maybe go with a round number like a $10,000 or $20,000 number, or even better, network in your local market, talk to wholesalers, talk to flippers, and find out what theirs is and write down a real number. A good example of this that can really skew the numbers. I was talking with a client of ours in San Francisco, and he was running an ads campaign, and he was already $7,000 or $8,000 deep. And he's like, man, I've gotten leads, but I haven't quite closed the deal yet. And he was thinking about quitting the marketing. And I ran this calculation with him, and we ended up finding out that he should not quit the marketing, because his average profit per deal for the deals he was doing in that market in the Bay Area was over $100,000 per deal. The way that he was doing the deals. Okay. And so I'm like, I walked him through this, and we discovered you need to spend up to X. And you know what? He waited about another month and a half, and he closed a deal that wasn't the 100K, but it was about $80,000. He never would have had that if he would have stopped. Okay. So what's your average profit per deal? I'm going to use round numbers for simple math because I'm not good with math in my head. So let's just say that the average profit per deal is $20,000. Okay, cool. Nice round number. Next question is, how many leads does it take you to get one of those deals with the lead method you're talking about, right? So in the previous video, I talked about the lead averages. With radio and TV, it's about 1 in 40 to 1 in 60 leads turns into a deal. It's more broad marketing, less targeted, okay? Direct mail is 1 in 20 to 1 in 40 leads turns into a deal on average. Pay-per-click is between 1 in 8 to 1 in 20, 1 in 25. SEO, organic, people going to Google, typing things up, finding websites, somewhere between 1 in 8 and 1 in 15 usually, okay? Because it's more targeted. People are seeking out a solution. They're seeking out a problem or a solution rather than you blast them with marketing. So I'm going to go with the online side of it. I'm just going to go with a round number for the sake of math. Okay, let's say it's 10 leads to get one of those $20,000 deals. Awesome. Now what I would ask you is this, is I'd say, what would you trade in marketing dollars in order to get that deal? What would you trade in marketing dollars to get that $20,000 deal? What I like to use is I like to use like a 25% number. Okay. I'd usually like to trade about 25% of that profit margin or that profit there in order to get that. So in this case, I'd be willing to trade $5,000 to get the 20. Now, the further, the lower down the number is, obviously the better profit margin there is. But this is where people get in trouble, okay, especially newer investors, is they have an unrealistic expectation of what how much marketing they should put into getting that deal. Mm-hmm. And they go in and they go, well, $1,000. They'll hop on a call with me and say, hey, Trevor, what can I get? What can I get marketing wise with $1,000 or $2,000 a month? And I'll hear this from experienced investors too. And I always pull them back and say, what's your average profit deal? How many leads is it taking to get that deal? You say, on average, how much is your other marketing taking you to get a deal? Oh, it's taking me $4,000. All right. That's probably pretty close to what it's going to take online too, probably, but less leads to get there. And so in this case, I'm right at $5,000. Okay. So let's say I'd be willing to trade $5,000 to get a $20,000 deal. All right. Now here's the magic. That right there is my max cost per deal. Okay. Very simple, guys. That's my max cost per deal. Okay. So if you're $1,000 into your direct mail drop or $1,500 into your PPC and you haven't got those leads yet, and your website's optimized well, we'll talk about that later. And the marketing piece is actually a good marketing piece. You should not be stopping. Math says that. Now let's figure out, your max cost per lead. Okay. Max cost per lead. All right. So your max cost per lead, take the number of leads it takes you, divide it by the number that you said you put into marketing, and that would be $500 in this case. Okay. So the max cost per lead is $500. Okay, guys, this right here is the biggest number experienced investors and newer investors miss all the time. They're comparing their lead costs to their buddy who's getting them from Facebook for $14 a lead. They might be crappy leads. They might be good. If you can get them for that cheap and they're really good leads, awesome, do that. What I'm saying here is math says you can spend up to $500 per lead, assuming your website's optimized, assuming your marketing piece is good, in order to make this business model work. And so if you stop at $1,500 or $2,000 or $3,000 and the marketing is good, if you're marketing to a Wix website or a GoDaddy website, guys, switch over to something that's going to convert.
But good luck, yeah.
Stop before that. Yeah, for sure.
Got it. Okay, so just to recap, it starts, you got to know your numbers, you got to know your KPIs, your key performance indicators. What's your average profit per deal? By the way, don't just go off of that 20K number. That happens to be ballpark what we see here in South Florida, but your market may be different. I know several buddies in the Midwest where it's $8,000 to $10,000. So yeah. What's your average profit per deal? And then how many leads does it take you per deal? So Trevor, just to recap, those are the two main numbers you need to know before you can figure out what your max cost per lead is, correct?
Yep, those are the two main numbers. And then this trade number is, hey, how much money would I be willing to trade to get that? I like to use a 25% number. And here's one last tip, man, is on that first marketing push, whether it's direct mail or whether it's PPC, Google pay-per-click or whatever, be willing to spend more than the minimum on the first one. Okay, so if I'm going into a new market, and let's say the average is 20K, I might be willing to spend up to $7,000 or $8,000 to get that first deal. So I can hone that campaign and make it work. And then I take that $12,000, put it back into my next campaign, and I've got the campaign working better. So now maybe my next one's six per deal, and then it goes down to four.
You start to work out
and spend more on that first deal.
I love it. My friends, this is pretty mind-blowing. So I've been a customer of Carrot now, if you heard on the first video, for 7 years now. And I don't even think I'm maximizing the full power and capabilities that Carrot provides. If you guys want to check it out, flipempire.com/Carrot. And then make sure that you're watching the video series at alexlovescarrot.com. So I'm coming back at you with the third video. Talk soon.
Thank you, guys.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.